Imagine a 7-story hotel in which each floor is a ground floor. We'll take you to the town where that unusual sight and much more still attracts thousands. It's on this edition of the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Mike Bishop shares the story of some truly unique pieces in this northern Arkansas town.
We're the only town in America where our entire downtown district is on the National Register of Historic Places.
He's speaking of Eureka Springs, Arkansas. The geography in the Ozark Mountains, combined with the draw of the cool spring waters, created amazing architecture as well.
The Basin Park Hotel, a 7-story hotel, which every level is on ground level. You can come out on ground level because of the way it's built into the side of a mountain. The Crescent Hotel, I mean, we hear stories of how when they built the Crescent Hotel, the natural limestone that was cut and carried by workhorses and by carting it up that way.
And up that way was truly a very steep climb. Especially a century ago. This was a major city in the state in its early days.
There was a point in our history where Eureka Springs had a population of over 20,000 people, and we were considered the second largest city in Arkansas. There were two significant fires in the history of our city that pretty much destroyed our downtown area a couple of different times, and so that all had to be rebuilt.
Many of Eureka Springs' historic buildings remain. While other towns have surpassed it in size, people still enjoy visiting this place, tucked away between Branson and Fayetteville.
Our standard population is around 2,000 people here of actual residents that are here, but during about 8 or 9 months of the year, we swell to about 8,000 to 10,000 people a day.
It's truly a city with a unique past and vibrant present. Traveling the countryside in Eureka Springs, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.